comprehensive private language construction syntax, unquote.
I've loved you. How very much I've tried my best to give you the good life. But in spite of all of that I've tried, a handful of our people with their lives have made our life impossible. There's no way to detach ourselves from what's happened today. Not only we're in a compound situation, not only are there those who have left and committed the betrayal of the century. Some have stolen children from others, and they're in pursuit right now to kill them because they stole their children. And we are sitting here waiting on a powder keg. I don't think this is what we want to do with our babies. I don't think that's what we had in mind to do with our babies. It was said by the greatest of prophets from time immemorial, no man takes my life from me, I lay my life down. So to sit here and wait for the catastrophe that's going to happen on that airplane, it's going to be a catastrophe. Almost happened here. Almost happened. The congressman was nearly killed here. But you can't steal people's children. You can't take off with people's children without expecting a violent reaction. And that's not so unfamiliar to us either. Even if we were Judeo-Christian, if we weren't communists, the world, the kingdom, suffers violence, and the violence shall take it by force. If we can't live in peace, then let's die in peace.
Can't do it for you.
Well, to solve all my problems, to get out of drugs, I'd had enough of that. I've had the college, I'd had the earning the money and the material trip. I just decided I was going to find a new way of life. And so I took off on my bicycle, pedaling up Highway 1, and found myself one day in Eureka, California, where I met some Christian brothers and sisters. And they were just walking around in the street, and I happened to drive by them in my bicycle, and they said, "Wait a minute, why don't you come over and talk to us?" So I pulled over my bike and got off and said, "How do you do?" And they really, you know, welcomed me very warmly and shook my hand, and some of them even came up and hugged me, and I was really surprised at all the love they had and all the joy and peace and everything they had in their lives. And so that night they brought me to a church and told me about Jesus Christ and how I could have a personal relationship with Him, the Son of God. And they gave me this opportunity, and they just said, "It's yours for the taking. If you want it, you can have it." So I said, "Well, isn't there any big thing I have to do?" And they said, "No, all you got to do is ask Him into your life." So at that time, that night, I asked Christ into my life. And I'll tell you, it's been a joy ever since. He's given me everything I've always wanted. He's given me peace and joy and life. And shown me that he is the only Son of God. He is mine.
Thank you.